You said they collect the lye. Well, what would they put with the lye to make the soap?
Well, they saved their, when they, you see, when they killed hogs, they rendered the cracklings, rendered all the fat they could, and they called that cracklings. And they saved and took care of their cracklings and made crackling bread when it's first done. Mm-hmm. And they'd put their cracklings back where they nothing wouldn't get to them, and they'd put that cracklings in there. So,
oh, yeah.
And then they'd save, I used to have a little bucket I kept hanging up the side of my kitchen door up under the eave of the house where it didn't rain any stuff. And when we'd get uneaten, if there's all of the meat skins and everything like that that I thought would make a speck of grease, I'd put it in that little bucket. They saved everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
The fat of everything. They didn't want any lean.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, now, if...
And that lye eat it up, and that's what made that soap.
Well, now, would it feel, having all that fat and stuff in it, would the soap feel on your hands? Would it make them greasy?
No. They'd cut the grease if there's any on it.
Uh-huh.
But they, that soap, didn't, it didn't have any. And that you made with this ash hopper, when you got it made and it got cold, if there's any grease at all on top of it, you just keep stirring it and keep stirring it every day and every day and every day, and it'd finally eat up all that grease.
Oh. So it wouldn't, you wouldn't, it seems like it'd have to make them feel.
But now this old concentrated soap lye, when you made soap out of it, you know that you cut out in
there.
If there's any grease on, after it sets, you better not stir it, because it'd all, you'd have to cook it over again if you did.
Mm-hmm.
I've made both. Oh, and they talk about their soap making up here at Mountain View. And did you see Dave Woodman or whatever he is on, Dave Woods, whatever he is on Dialing for Dollar? He'd been out to Silver Dollar City, Missouri, and seen an old woman make lye soap. No, I never heard of that. And she told about what all is good for, and good to wash your hair, and good for fish feet, and what all. He's just amazed, you know, and I thought, well, here I said, I made a mini a kettle fool. Never did use any of it for fish bait, but she said when it was, before it got real hard, when it was soft enough that it would do this,
mm-hmm.
for you to roll it in rolled oats or something or another,
mm-hmm.
and then when it hardened, you see, there'd be a stick in them oats mm-hmm. and everything, and said it made good fish bait. And I guess it would.
Maybe so, I never heard of that.
I never did either, but then, mm-hmm. you know, people used to make cotton balls. Now, my brother-in-law has come to my house lots of times, and he'd take meal
mm-hmm.
and fix a dough, and he'd put it on cotton, little wads of cotton. This cotton would keep it from just, if you made a dough, when it hit the water, it just all melted them
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
to catch. I forgot, trout, I think it is.
Mm.
They called them dough balls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm. And I've seen him fix lots of dough balls. Well, the same would be true about this old soap, I guess. And this soap would have older and hit this infamite soup. The older it had mm-hmm. this mite soup to fish, I don't know.
Yeah, and of course, if it had all that grease in it, that might
mm-hmm.
be kind of more attractive to them. Well,
and you know, goldfish just loves oats, rolled oats.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Goldfish really loves rolled oats. And I guess the oats, if it's on, that would be what they'd go for.
That could be. That could
mm-hmm.
be. Yeah, that'd be. Well, I think you told me that they had coal oil that you burn in lamps.
Yeah, we used to have our coal oil. We called it coal oil, they call it kerosene now, but we called it coal oil. It's all the same.
Of course, nowadays, in a lamp like that, you have inside of it, they have a...
It's got a bulb.
Yeah.
It's got a bulb in it.
And you can't even...